After 8 years on the job, Rick Snyder will soon end his time as Michigan's governor. On New Year's Day, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer will be sworn in to take over from the Republican who billed himself as one tough nerd. Here's the governor assessing his own performance earlier this year.
Now, let's start with a look back at what we've done over these years. The incredible comeback of Michigan. Folks, we're back, and we're only going to keep going up.
And today we are going to look back and take a closer look at Rick Snyder's legacy. Joining me now is Crain's Detroit Business senior reporter Chad Livengood. Chad, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm also joined by Michigan Radio's resident political news junkie Zoe Clark. Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Doug.
Chad, it's been 8 years. Let's take a minute to look back on those early days in office for Snyder. Michigan and the U.S. were in very different circumstances in 2010 than they are today. What helped Snyder get elected that first time around, and what expectations did he lay out for Michigan voters?
Well, what really helped him was the state was on its back and economically had been through a single state recession for a decade. There was just a lot of angst and people were ready for a change. And so Rick Snyder made this sort of pitch of this one tough nerd, time for an accountant to clean up Lansing, get budgets passed on time, reform the tax code, try to get different businesses to come to the state, and really to sort of change the political dynamics of Lansing that had been always defined by essentially career politicians.
Zoe, how about you? What stands out to you about those early years, that first term for Snyder?
The biggest thing that I remember is the Detroit Chamber Policy Conference on Mackinac Island, 2011. This is where all the business leaders come together, usually in May, on the island. And for years, it had been a sullen affair. Business leaders, they were angry at Jennifer Granholm. As Chad said, the economy was just sort of in the tank. And I remember Governor Rick Snyder walking in May of 2011, and you would have thought this dude was a rock star, right? And just this sense, at least among business leaders, that things were going to be different, that here was this governor, one of their own.
During Snyder's tenure, Detroit filed for bankruptcy in 2013 and eventually was saved from it in what's now known as the Grand Bargain. Here's the governor in his 2015 State of the State address.
We all have the common goal of not dwelling on Detroit's past, but saying let's grow the city of Detroit, in particular put an emphasis on the neighborhoods to bring them back to be a great place to live in our state.
More recently, the state helped rework the finances of Detroit's public schools in order to restructure its debts. Chad, what's your assessment of Snyder's efforts to help Detroit's comeback?
Rick Snyder came in and just started sort of laying these really, you know, bad deals to bear. He was, you know, very offended. You could tell that just basic functions of government, like streetlights and trash, were just not operating, and that ambulances were 56 minutes waiting for a ride to the hospital.
And Chad, we were just talking about this idea that, like, a Republican governor is the one that had to do this.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit was insolvent in 2009, and Granholm could have taken the lead then to try to do something different, but there wasn't any will there. And so Rick Snyder really pushed people to the limits. Yes, he got an emergency manager law people hated, and then it got repealed, and then they just gave him a new one, and then they used it to install this dictator-like person to take over the city of Detroit. But it was all meant to sort of bring corporate financial order to the city of Detroit.
Well, let's turn to another of Michigan's big cities, Flint. The water crisis there is still making news 3 years after Mayor Karen Weaver declared a state of emergency. Criminal prosecution still playing out. Here's Snyder in his 2016 State of the State.
To you, the people of Flint, I say tonight, as I have before, I am sorry, and I will fix it.
Zoe, without a doubt, Flint's struggles will be part of Snyder's legacy. How much will that loom over how he's remembered here?
I remember I was in the state capitol watching that address. It was a moment. What's even more just sort of horribly ironic is the State of the State address in 2015, where you played from the bankruptcy. I kid you not, the title of that State of the State address was The River of Opportunity.
Hmm. And he got drowned in Flint's River.
And he got drowned in Flint's River, and that will be stuck to him forever. There is not a way to unentwine Governor Rick Snyder from the Flint water crisis.
Chad, anything to add there on Flint?
the non-politician of Rick Snyder kind of did him in here, a politician who has a lot of empathy, who just sort of sees things and says, what's going on? Why is there brown water in Flint? What are we doing about it? I want it taken care of now. That person didn't kick in when this problem really bubbled up in the summer and fall of 2014. After the water switch, and then it's just festered on until a year later, until they had to switch back to Detroit's water system.
One of the things people, you know, say about the president is they're not just the commander-in-chief, right? They're the sympathizer-in-chief, and he never played that role during the Flint water crisis.
Zoe, one of the issues Snyder has focused on a lot in these closing days is the Line 5 oil and natural gas pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. He negotiated an agreement to allow Enbridge Energy to replace that section of Line 5 by digging a tunnel in the bedrock beneath the straits and then putting a new section of pipeline inside that. I should note here that Enbridge is one of Michigan Radio's corporate sponsors. Line 5 is highly controversial because of the risk of a spill in the Great Lakes. Why is Snyder driving so hard on that issue as his time in office is winding down?
Because exactly what you said, because it's highly controversial, right? And because I think everyone knows that if a giant oil spill were to happen, it would be disastrous. And the last thing you want to be is chief executive of a state when the, you know, the biggest oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac. Now, what we are seeing and how this tunnel is happening and this tunnel authority is happening is something to behold, and the politics that are taking part of it right now.
Zoe and Chad, to close in just a few words each, Rick Snyder's biggest accomplishment and biggest failure. Zoe, let's start with you.
I think I would look less about biggest accomplishment and biggest failure and look more at this idea of this is a Republican governor who both signed right to work into law, but also signed Healthy Michigan into law. And just what a nuance that is as a Republican, and how that type of Republican seems to be fewer and far between.
Chad, same question. Highest high and lowest low for Rick Snyder?
I still go back to the tale of two cities of Detroit and Flint. Mm-hmm. In Detroit, he brought in basically Olympic-type restructuring crew to come in and clean house and fix the city's finances. And in Flint, they installed bureaucratic bean counters basically to watch over the office, and they let the city down, and that's a high and low of legacy for Rick Snyder.
Chad Livengood is a senior reporter with Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
And Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's program director and our resident political junkie. Thanks, Zoe.